Hear my cry, O God. Give heed to my prayer. From the ends of the earth I will cry to you for help, for my heart is overwhelmed. Lead me to the rock that is higher than I. Psalm 61, verses 1 and 2. I will praise you, O Lord. Psalm 108, beginning in verse 3. Among the nations I will sing of you among the peoples, for great is your love, higher than the heavens. Your faithfulness reaches to the skies. Be exalted, O God, above the heavens, and let your glory be over all the earth. Save us and help us with your right hand, that those you love may be delivered. Good morning. Today is Sunday. It's the Lord's Day. It's a day of remembrance. It's a day of rejoicing. It's a day and occasion to exalt and praise our God and His Son, Jesus Christ. So I say welcome to all who are joining us today, who are listening today. May today be a great day of worship for you. I want to say today to our elders, I want to say to our elders that we are praying for you and that we know that decisions that you have made over the last week or so, they have been very draining and very difficult for you to make. And we appreciate how you have fervently worked and how you have prayed to lead us in a way that would both honor God and shelter us from potential harm. I want to say also today to our deacons, what a great blessing. What a great blessing to have so many men who have a servant's heart. So many men who are looking for ways, who are very attentive to ways to help us as a church, as a spiritual family, through these challenging times. And I want to say today to every member, to every saint at Cedar Park, today is different. The weeks ahead will be difficult, but we will get through this. Some are meeting today in homes, and some are assembling today in other places in groups of 10 or less, but in spirit, we are together today. We are worshiping God. We are honoring God. We are praising and praying to our God and remembering especially today the great sacrifice of Jesus Christ and the hope that we have and the redemption that we have because of His blood. And I know for some today for you may feel like you're on a deserted island all alone. And I want to say to you, remember that with God, you are never alone. And moving forward, with the help of our deacons and with the help of so many others, we are going to rally together. We are going to look and exhaust various options to continue to get God's Word out to us, to get the Word of God out to you, to try to help us stay connected, to help us to stay informed, to help us encourage one another through these challenging and difficult days. It'll be different. It'll feel weird in the beginning. It'll make some of you uncomfortable perhaps in some ways, but we'll work through this. We'll make some mistakes and there will be some minor inconveniences, but we will get through this together. And so today, the message I want to share with all of us today is to encourage and exhort us, and moving forward, that we think about that today we examine some very biblical truths that I think will help us, that will surely help us through troubling times. Biblical truth number one, we can and we will lean on the Lord. Two single syllable words. These words you've heard before, these words you have read before, these are words that we can speak with relative ease, but words that we find hard at times to accept and we find hard at times to apply. These two single syllable words, trust God. Trust God. And we know passages like Hebrews 11 and verse 6 that tells us without faith it's impossible to please God. For he who comes to God must believe that he is, that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. Without faith, we just cannot please God. And we keep finding ourselves coming back to passages like Proverbs chapter 3, verses 5 and 6. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Do not lean on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him, and he will direct your paths. Trust God. All your heart, in all your ways, lean on God, listen to God, wait on God, rest in the Lord. Trust God. But I want to remind us, especially today, that sometimes we rob ourselves of the faith that we need when times are hard. Sometimes we rob ourselves. I rob myself of the faith that I need through challenging times when I worry, when we worry. And Jesus knew that we would. Jesus knew that there would be times and periods in our lives when we would be prone. I would be prone to worry. You see, even those who want to follow Jesus and those who want to obey Jesus have those moments when they worry. And Jesus taught us, and Jesus modeled for us how to work through, how to worship through the worry. In Matthew's gospel in chapter 6 beginning verse 25, Matthew 6 beginning in verse 25, listen to Jesus. Jesus says, For this reason I say to you, do not be anxious for your life as to what you will eat or what you will drink, nor for your body as to what you will put on. Is not life more than food and the body than clothing? Look at the birds of the air, Jesus says, that they do not sow, neither do they reap, nor gather into barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not worth much more than they? And which of you, by anxious worrying, can add a single cubit to his life's span? And why are you anxious? Why are you anxious about clothing? Observe how the lilies of the field grow. They do not toil, nor do they spin. And yet I say to you that even Solomon in all his glory did not clothe himself like one of these. But if God so arrays the grass of the field, which is alive today and tomorrow is thrown into the furnace, will he not much more so do for you, O men of little faith? And so do not be anxious then, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or with what shall we clothe ourselves? For all of these things the Gentiles eagerly seek. For your heavenly Father knows that you have all of these things. But seek first. Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all of these things will be added to you. Therefore, Matthew 6 and verse 34, do not be anxious for tomorrow will care for itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own. I want to encourage us not to let this trial, not to let these challenging days steal our joy or weaken our faith. For us not to grow anxious to the point that fear comes in and pushes out our faith. You see, because when things are out of control, we know that God is still in control. And David would declare in Psalm 27, verse 1, The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the stronghold of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? I love this song. It's a favorite of mine. And maybe in your home, or maybe in your small gathering with just a few Christians, maybe we need to sing this song today Or better still, maybe we need to live and lean on this song today. 'Tis so sweet. 'Tis so sweet to trust in Jesus. Just to take Him at His word. Just to rest upon His promise. Just to know, thus saith the Lord. I'm so glad I learned to trust Him. Precious Jesus, Savior, friend. And I know that Thou art with me, wilt be with me to the end. We really have no idea what this test will be. We have no idea about tomorrow or this week or next month, but we can trust in God as a result of knowing God. We can lean on Him and we can trust in Him because we understand His character. And that causes us to lean on His promises. The Lord is my shepherd. The Lord is my shepherd. And even though I may walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I do not have to fear any evil because I know, Lord, that You are with me. Psalm 23, verse 1 and Psalm 23, verse 4. And when I am afraid, God, I will trust in You. In God, whose word I praise, in God, the one that I trust, I do not have to be afraid. Psalm 56, verses 3 through 4. Some truth for troubling times, some truth for today. We can and we should lean on the Lord. Truth number 2 today for some troubling times, we need to love one another. And I believe that we will love one another. 1 John chapter 3, beginning in verse 16, the inspired writer says, This is how we know what love is. Jesus Christ laid down His life for us. And we ought to lay down our lives for our brothers. 1 John 3, now verse 17, if anyone has material possessions and sees his brother in need, but has no pity on him, how can the love of God be in him? Dear children, let us not love with words or tongue, but let us love in actions and in truth. Let us love in action and in truth. The power of love is immense in its ability to hold families together. The power of love is immense and so strong in its ability to help people through difficult times. We're all adjusting, some better than others, but we're all adjusting. And our lives are being altered and our schedules are being changed and our routines daily are challenging us. And with us not meeting all together today in one place, we do miss each other. And we miss those touch times when we're all together, worshiping together and praising together and singing together and fellowshipping together and eating the Lord's Supper together on the Lord's Day. We miss not being together. But the power of love does not have to weaken. It does not have to diminish. And what I encourage us today and what I believe that we will do today and moving forward is we will be very intentional in looking for opportunities and seizing opportunities to show our love for each other. You know, the Apostle Paul was writing to the Thessalonian saints in 1 Thessalonians 4. Verses 9 and 10. And Paul says, Now as to the love of the brethren, you have no need that anyone write to you. For you yourselves are taught by God to love one another. It's as if Paul is saying to this great Thessalonian church, really, I don't feel the need to bring up the subject of brotherly love, especially to a kind of church like the Thessalonican church. And that's kind of what I would say about the Cedar Park church. I really don't feel compelled to talk about brotherly love to such a church that's filled with love for brethren. But Paul says, I'm going to do it anyway. And the Apostle Paul then exhorted that Thessalonian church in verse 10 to excel still more. And that's my exhortation, and that's my urging for us, to excel still more in the area of love for others. And that's one of the reasons we're working so hard and so diligently. Our deacons are at work even today to try to keep us together, to try to keep us plugged in. And even though you may be quarantined, and maybe though you're at home and are not supposed to leave your home, your voice can still be heard. You can send a text, or you can send an email, or you can make the phone call that encourages and strengthens someone and shows your love. 1 Peter chapter 4, Peter said, the end of all things is near. Therefore be of sound judgment and sober in your spirit for the purpose of prayer. And above all, 1 Peter 4 verses 8 and 9, above all, keep fervent in your love for one another and be hospitable to one another. Fervent in your love, hospitable and courteous and kind. I want to challenge us, especially today and moving forward, I want to challenge us as parents. We have so many young families here at Cedar Park. We have so many good parents here at Cedar Park. And I just want to challenge us as parents. What are your children? What are my children going to remember about how we responded, about how I responded, how we reacted to the crisis of the coronavirus? How are our children going to remember how we dealt with this crisis? Surely we want our children to remember how we rallied together as a family and prayed. How we reached out to serve and help those in need. How we loved our neighbor as we love ourselves, and how we were kind and how we were courteous and how we were caring. I've learned that burden times tend to bring out the best in people. I've seen that before. I've seen how difficult days and challenging days just bring out the best in God's people. And while the days ahead present great challenges, they're also, I believe, filled with great opportunities. Opportunities to serve and relieve the stress of others. Fear and anxiety has already set in. It has infected so many of us at different times and in different degrees, but that's the reality. And there are things that we can do. There are things that we can share that will help minimize the fear and anxiety. That's very reassuring to other people, that says, I'm here for you and I want to help you. And it may not be a cup of cold water. It may just simply be a roll of toilet paper. It may not be a hug or a handshake because we're keeping our distances, but it could be a card that's mailed or an email that's sent or a reminder that says, I miss you and I love you. And so I say with the Apostle Paul, May the Lord cause you to increase and abound in love for one another and for all men. May the Lord do that through us as we share His love with others. That's truth number two. So we can lean on the Lord, truth number one. We can love one another, truth number two. And then finally, number three, truth in troubled times. We can, we should, let our lights shine. Let your light so shine. Oh, you're thinking about the passage. You're thinking about what Jesus said in Matthew chapter 5. beginning in verse 14. You are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hidden. Nor do they light a lamp and put it under a basket, but on a lampstand. And it gives light to all that are in the house. And so let your light, says Jesus, let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. Or the Apostle Paul in Philippians. Philippians chapter 2 beginning in verse 14. Do all things without complaining and disputing. If you haven't read, I think it was sent out through an email. If you haven't read Patrick Gaughan's talk that he was to give last Wednesday, if we were to be together, about murmuring and complaining, it's just a good article. But that's Philippians 2. Do all things without complaining, that you may become blameless and harmless, children of God without fault in the midst of a crooked and a perverse generation. Now listen to him. Among whom you shine as lights in the world. A crooked and a perverse generation, and you shine now, he says, as lights in the world. What I'm saying very practically, what I'm encouraging us to do today and moving forward is live out your faith. Put feet to your faith. In times of crisis and unrest, by letting your light shine. To quote from one author, as light dispels darkness from the world and enables men to see how to journey and labor, so the disciples of Jesus, by their good works and by their example, they dispel ignorance and prejudice and enable men to see the way of eternal life. In this way, they are the light of the world. I like what he says, that disciples of Christ, letting their light shine, they enable others to see. That's what Jesus was saying in Matthew 5, that others may see. Well, what are we enabling others to see? What do we want others through our actions to see? Surely we want others to see Christ and the love of Christ. And we want others to see how Christ lived His life and how Christ dealt with others and treated others, especially during difficult and challenging days where Christ was kind and Christ was compassionate and Christ was courteous and Christ was selfless. People of faith, because they have a different perspective, they just live life differently. As I said, the burdened times tend to bring out the best in us, and now our light just shines even brighter, and we hold out to the world hope, and we demonstrate to others that we are courteous and we are kind. There's just something different, should be something different about the way children of God, followers of Jesus Christ, face and deal with adversity and stressful times. Maybe you're like me. I tend to find myself thinking about songs. I tend to find myself singing songs. I sing them privately when I'm in my car. I sing them to myself when I'm at home, because no one else can hear but the Lord, and the Lord's not going to judge me like some other people. I don't have the best voice in the world. But I think about songs, and one of the songs that just kept coming back to me over the last week or two has the words, "Troublesome times are here, filling men's hearts with fear." Well, that's the days of our life, at least right now. That's just kind of where we are. This is unique, it's stressful, but can I say to us today that while the troublesome times are here, God is in these days with us. We're not alone, and God will see us through. So the truth today in troubling times is lean on the Lord, love one another, and let your light so shine. I want to bring this message to its conclusion today. I just want to encourage us in a few things. I want to encourage us to not limit our worship to just one day or 1 hour a week. I want to encourage us to keep growing our faith. We need to do that. I need to do that. And even though you're at home, and even though you're quarantined, and even though you feel like you're just surrounded by a few, you still can, and we still must grow our faith. Get into the Word of God. Read the Word of God. Parents, get the family together. Get your kids together and pray together and read together. Listen to a podcast together. Watch a video together and watch and listen to a sermon together. Tune in to other sound preachers. There are just a lot of good preachers out there. A lot of good churches out there with good encouraging messages. Tap into that. Wednesday night is still a good night. It's still a good day to rally the family together, to sit down together with the Bible opened and with our hearts bowed humbly in prayer. But be active. Be active moving forward, guarding your thoughts and feeding your mind with things that are noble and true and just and lovely. Thoughts that will pick you up. Messages that will surely point you to God. And scriptures. Scriptures that will prepare us to persevere during tough times. And with the Lord on our side, led by the good shepherds that we have, and Jesus Christ, our chief shepherd, we will get through this together. We may be tempted at times to think irrationally, and we may be even tempted at times to think somewhat selfishly. We have to rise above that. We will rise above that. And we will get through this together. And so I close with Scripture. We began with Scripture. I close with Scripture. You are my hiding place, God. And you will protect me from trouble. And you will surround me with songs of deliverance. And so you that are righteous, be glad today and rejoice today because of what the Lord has done. Psalm 32, verse 7 and verse 11. Will you bow in prayer with me? Our God, we stand before you today. We're thankful. We're thankful that we can call you our God. We're thankful that we can speak to you in prayer. We praise you for who you are, for what you have done. We lean on you. We trust in you. We delight in you. We're so thankful for the word that you have given us, for the power it has to strengthen us during stressful times. We're thankful, Father, for your Son, Jesus Christ, for the blood that he shed, for the hope that we have because of that relationship we have with you through him. We're mindful, Father, today of your people who are suffering and your people who are hurting. Times like these that tend to fill our hearts with fear, and those who have anxious moments in their life. God, we just cast these on you today. We take these to you. You know our hearts, you know our needs, and we're thankful, Father, that you are a God who cares, that you are a God who heals, that you are our Father who hears. Father, give us wisdom. Give us wisdom to know what you would have us to know. Give us courage to do what you would have us to do. Open our eyes and show us things that we need to see so that we can let our lights shine, that we can show others your love, that we can give others hope. Thank you, Father, for hearing our prayer. Hold us together, knit us together. Help us to know that you are with us. Help us to know that we have a family that will stand beside us and care for us. In the name of Jesus, we pray and ask all of these things. Amen.